BurkeyBurkey.com today.
Good morning. Greetings, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne and rosacea and eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, it's really just the way the body works. Business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you want to help a friend or a loved one get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to hear from you today on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you have any health challenges you want help with, we can do that. If you have questions about the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program or advertise on the program, we can help you understand that, too, at 866-582-9933 if you have a success story or want to contribute to the conversation. 866-582-9933. If you want to purchase any of the products you hear us talk about or advertise on the program, go to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart. Make sure you take a special look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. It's a great source of fatty vitamins D, E, A, and K. It's a great source of vitamin C and the B complex. You'll get zinc, selenium, chromium, potassium. You'll get fruit and vegetable powders, amino acids, truly a cornucopia of nutrients. It's around $50 a month. If you take it, you may have to buy a couple bottles if you want to take it according to directions. Personally, I just use one bottle a month. It costs me around $50. And if you're like most folks, you're going to notice results pretty darn quickly, especially if you've been dealing with digestive issues. And by the way, the BTT is especially effective for older folks who typically have absorption issues. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you'll find it on my shopping cart at brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com if you want to get your products wholesale or start yourself a little business selling longevity products. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All righty. Thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. I promised I was going to talk a little bit about this whole controversy with metals and minerals and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, really in all plant-derived mineral products. I got a letter from Jim. He says he wants me to talk a little bit about the mercury in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and so I'm going to do just that. Now, first of all, if I'm recommending something like the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I'm not recommending it to you because I'm mindlessly repeating some kind of advertising copy or talking points like a robot or because I'm some kind of huckster trying to sell you something. I'm a registered pharmacist, Colorado license number 12275. I've been a registered pharmacist for 26 years. I've dedicated my entire career to helping people get better. And when people follow the advice that they hear from me on The Bright Side, they get better. The products I'm recommending to you guys, the strategies I'm suggesting to you guys, are based on my knowledge of chemistry, biochemistry, and nutritional chemistry, and I study this stuff every day. I get paid to study how the body works. I get paid to study how biochemistry works. And I know nutrition, and I know this stuff is good for you. So unless you think I'm so desperate to sell you a product that I'm going to intentionally sell you some kind of poison, if you have any hesitancy or you have any concern about the ingredients, that's in the BTT or any other nutritional products, you must think that I'm mistaken, perhaps. Now, I'm not saying I know everything there is to know about nutrition and chemistry and physiology and supplementation. I learn new stuff every day. I learn a lot of new stuff every day, and I probably will, I hope I will, for the rest of my life. But listen up and allow me to clarify some of what I consider to be misunderstandings about minerals and about metals, about the nature of metallic substances, and especially in the longevity plant-derived products. So, to talk about minerals, to talk about plant-derived minerals especially, we have to talk about our beautiful blue planet Earth. Earth is a multi-layered planet, a multi-layered sphere, just like one of those jawbreaker candies you used to eat when you were a kid. I remember when I was a little kid, I used to play baseball a lot, and I was always fascinated by what was inside a baseball. We would get a baseball for a couple of bucks. We didn't have a lot of money, and we'd play with the one ball all summer long. And by the end of the summer, the baseball was beat up, and typically the cowhide was starting to break apart, and nothing was more fascinating to me as a little kid, or a few things were more fascinating to me as a little kid than to rip apart the baseball with the and to see what was inside. There was stitched cowhide on the outside, and the stitching would start to break off, and underneath there was all this wool and cotton, and at the center there was a cork right in the middle, and I found that to be incredibly fascinating. Well, that's exactly how Earth is structured. There's an inner core, which is around 3,000 miles underneath your feet in the center of the planet with temperatures hotter than the surface of the sun. It's around 70% the size of the moon, and this inner core is a solid ball of metal. It rotates. It actually rotates even faster than the Earth is rotating. It can wobble, it can change directions, it can even flip over. We don't know a lot about the inner core of the Earth, but it's thought to be made up of pressurized nickel and iron and other small amounts of other metals, some gold and some platinum, and it's super pressurized and super tight. Right outside that inner core, there's an outer core, which is about half as thick as the inner core. It's made up of liquid metal, molten metal, liquid iron and nickel mostly, and it's the part of the Earth that makes the planet a literal electrical generator. It produces the planet's magnetic field, and by the way, it's why anybody who thinks that there's an energy shortage doesn't understand geodynamics, how the Earth works. And on top of this outer core, you have the mantle, which is the thickest layer. It's around 1,800 miles thick, and it forms the vast, maybe 80% of the planet. It's called the mantle. It's made up mostly of iron and aluminum, calcium, magnesium, and oxygen. That's where you find the stuff that comes out of volcanoes, the magma, the liquid stuff that comes out of a volcano when it erupts. And then on top of the crust, on top of this mantle area, you have the crust. The crust is basically, relatively speaking, like a thin coat of paint that covers the entire planet. It's around 1% of the planet, and it is the part that we are most familiar with. The crust can be around half a mile thick in the oceans, and it can be up to 50 miles thick on the continent where all the vegetation grows from. In fact, we can think of vegetation, plant material, as an extension of the crust. Just like your hair is an extension of your body, you could think of things that grow out of the crust as an extension of the crust. There isn't going to be anything in your hair that isn't in your body, and there isn't going to be anything in the crust that isn't, I'm sorry, in vegetation that isn't in the crust. Basically, plants and grass and trees are like the Earth's hair, and the crust is like the Earth's scalp. The crust is made up of many different minerals. Close to 80 or so different minerals exist in the crust. That means that anything that grows in the crust will likewise have the potential to contain 80 or so different minerals. If it's in the scalp, if it's in the Earth's scalp, there's a pretty good possibility it's going to be in the Earth's hair. It's going to be in vegetation. This is a very key point to understand. Anything that grows, any vegetation, any plants grow from the crust. Anything that grows from the crust basically is the crust and can contain anything that's in the crust. The 80 or so minerals in the crust exist in different concentrations. By far and away, the largest proportion are oxygen, silicon, and aluminum, and they make up about 83% of the crust. And there's iron and calcium and sodium and potassium and magnesium make up another 16%. But the other 1%, that's the part I want to talk about. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're coming back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us. We are here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you miss a program, you can get all the shows archived. You can pick up any of the shows that are archived at brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with the Longevity products and articles and videos that explain some of what I call the Bright Side philosophy. You'll also find a Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to purchase any of your Longevity products at the wholesale price for a one-time $10 fee. You can get your products wholesale, and you can start yourself a Longevity business, making a little bit of money, helping your friends get better, helping your family get better, and getting your products at a good price, too. So click on that Join Now link on brightsideben.com or give my friends on the Brightside Ben phone team a holler at 866-735-2470. All right, so I've been getting these letters about mercury and aluminum and metals and things that are in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, fluoride in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, et cetera, et cetera. And I want to clear this up, and I'm actually going to hopefully I'll type this thing up and get it on my website so people, you guys can read up on it or print it out and give it to people who are concerned or who are thinking about supplementing but want to know about the minerals and the metals that are in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. So we're talking about, and all plant-derived minerals, by the way, we're talking about the planet. In order to understand minerals, you got to understand the planet. You got a central core in the planet. You got an outer core in the planet, planet Earth. You got a mantle, which is by far and away the biggest part of the planet. And then you have a little coating on the surface, which is called the crust. The crust is made up of minerals. Most of those minerals are oxygen, silicon, and aluminum. There is a second class, an intermediary class of minerals, iron, calcium, sodium, potassium, and magnesium. The first class makes up about 83% of the minerals in the crust. The second class around 16%, and the remaining minerals make up around 1%. And there's lots of them. There are around 70 or so minerals aside from the ones we mentioned. There's around 70 or so minerals that make up this 1%. There's things like tungsten and barium and cesium and cerium and copper and neodymium and lanthanum and yttrium, and there's zillions of these things, and they're strange minerals, and some of them have a bad reputation, but they're all there. Osmium, for example, is going to be in the Earth's crust at 0.018 parts per million. That comes out to about 0.0000018%. You're going to have gold in there around 0.03 parts per million. 0.00000003%. Even the supposed bad boys like arsenic and mercury and lead and cadmium are all going to be in the Earth's crust. They're part of the crust. For example, the Earth's crust contains 2.1 parts per million of arsenic. It contains 0.067 parts per million of mercury. It contains 10 parts per million of lead. It contains 0.15 parts per million of cadmium. The main point I want to make here is that all these minerals are part of the Earth, including the bad boys, including mercury, including aluminum, including fluoride, including arsenic, including cadmium. They are as natural as it gets, and in the concentrations that they occur, the kind of parts per million we're talking about, they do not present the dangers that industrially or synthetically produced chemicals do. Anything that grows in the Earth is going to contain the Earth. That means plants and vegetable matter that grow in the Earth are going to contain oxygen and silica and aluminum and niobium and yttrium and hafnium and thorium and cadmium and mercury and lead and arsenic and palladium and on and on and on. Bromine and uranium and tantalum and silver. Anything that grows in the Earth is going to be in a plant, and all these things can be in a plant. That's the way life works. Plants grow in the Earth. One of the most sophisticated systems involves how their roots pull the stuff up, and they suck up minerals like crazy. That's what they do. The roots pull up minerals, they pull up water, they pull up basically the stuff in the Earth's crust, and then the plants are going to contain the stuff in the Earth's crust. The plants are going to contain cadmium. They're going to contain mercury. They're going to contain lead. They're going to contain arsenic because they're pulling it up out of the Earth. Now, out of these minerals and sunlight and water and carbon dioxide, these plants make protein and they make carbohydrates, sugars. And when the plants die, the protein and the sugars break down, and what's left behind is essentially the minerals that were at one time before the plants sucked them out. What's left behind are the minerals that were in the Earth's crust, except for one very important difference. The metallic minerals that were in the Earth's crust have now been transformed by the plant from a metallic element, from a rock basically, into what is called a colloidal element. The plants basically turn these metals into colloids. A colloid is a very interesting structure that has some pretty interesting properties that I don't necessarily want to get into, but one of their interesting properties is that they have an ability to dissolve or to suspend, not to dissolve, to suspend in liquids. Metallic minerals like aluminum and calcium and fluoride Metallic minerals cannot dissolve in water. Colloidal aluminum, on the other hand, does dissolve in water. Colloidal fluorine does dissolve in water. Colloidal zinc does dissolve in water. You take zinc and you can drop in water. It's not going to dissolve, but colloidal zinc does dissolve in water. Why is it that aluminum and other minerals from rocks won't dissolve in water, but the aluminum that you find in clay dissolves right into water? If you take aluminum and try to put it in water, it's not going to dissolve. But if you take some clay which contains aluminum, that will go right into the water. What is it about the aluminum in the clay that allows it to dissolve in water, whereas the aluminum that you find in rocks and minerals doesn't dissolve in water? Well, the aluminum in clay is a plant-activated aluminum. It has been changed by the plants. Clay is the residue of ancient plants that are minerals. Clay is minerals that have been transformed by plants, and they have an entirely different chemical nature than plain old rocks. The reason that plant-derived minerals dissolve in water and ordinary minerals, rocks, do not dissolve in water is because plants have converted the metallic minerals from the crust, i.e. rocks, into a completely different chemical entity. When people hear about mineral toxicity, they're hearing about metallic minerals, or even worse, industrially produced waste minerals. Minerals that have nothing to do with plants. Minerals that have not been converted by plants. The mercury toxicity and the aluminum toxicity and the arsenic toxicity problems have nothing to do with earth-derived, plant-derived, vegetable, plant-based minerals. If you're eating cauliflower or you're eating broccoli, you are eating aluminum and arsenic and mercury. Does that mean you're never going to eat cauliflower or broccoli again? Does that mean you're not going to eat any plants or any vegetation or anything that grows from the earth? Obviously, that's silly. The really big problem with these kinds of minerals, with minerals, and it is a really big problem, it's the toxic minerals. It's not the stuff that comes from the Earth's crust. It's not the stuff that you find in plant-derived minerals. It's not the stuff in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the other plant-derived mineral products. The really big problem is the toxic metals. No one's eating the Earth's crust directly. The problem with mineral toxicity is in industrially derived and industrially produced chemicals. It's the pollution. It's chemical pollutants. In the case of mercury, it's methyl mercury. It's not vegetable-derived mercury. If it was, you wouldn't be able to eat your broccoli or your cauliflower or your Brussels sprouts. The mercury that's in the oceans and that comes, that's pollutant mercury, comes from burning coal and other industrial waste. It's a completely different animal and the stuff that you get in plant-derived mineral products. All right, I'm going to finish this up, and we'll take your phone calls at 866-582-9933. When we come back, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and moms go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 866-582-9933. Got a couple lines open for you. We'll get to your calls here in just a minute. I want to wind this thing down about the difference between metallic minerals and minerals in the Earth's crust. If you're using the plant-derived minerals, you don't have to worry about toxic minerals in your Beyond Tangy Tangerine or other plant-derived minerals. Toxic minerals are industrially produced minerals. In the case of mercury, it's something called methylmercury. It's a pollutant. It is not the same thing as the stuff that's in the Earth's crust. If it was, you wouldn't be able to eat vegetables. The mercury that's in the ocean that everybody's talking about is industrially produced mercury that comes from burning coal and other industrial waste. It's not the same stuff as in plants. The mercury in fillings is metallic mercury. Again, it's not plant-derived mercury. As of yet, there is zero zip literature that condemns any plant-derived vegetable mineral as being toxic. And that includes mercury, and that includes aluminum, and that includes any mineral you can think of, fluorine and barium and cesium and anything. If it's plant-derived, it's a colloidal mineral. That is not the same thing as the industrial pollution minerals that are indeed toxic. Dr. Wallach's products are plant-derived, meaning they came from plants that lived on the pristine earth millions of years ago, before factories, before industry, basically before humans were even a gleam in the Lord's eye. That, in effect, means that the minerals that are in BTT and other plant-derived longevity products are about as toxic as a stalk of broccoli or a cauliflower floret. The bottom line take-home message is this. Yes, there's aluminum and mercury and fluoride in plants. Yes, that's the way it works. Fluorine, not fluoride, by the way. Fluorine in plants and in plant-derived products. But it's not industrial pollution mercury. It's not industrial pollution cadmium. It's not industrial pollution fluoride. And it's not industrial pollution aluminum or any other kind of industrial pollutant. It's plant-derived. It comes from vegetation. It's the mercury and the aluminum and the fluorine that's on the planet and in the plants that grow on the planet. I hope that helps clear up some of the confusion. One last thing, and I will be talking about this tomorrow, by the way, about heavy metals and radioactive and other toxic materials. Please, folks, do not underestimate the power of this one particular tool for helping with radiation. And radiation from Fukushima is turning out to be a much bigger problem than anybody is talking about. We will cover that tomorrow. I'm going to tell you about the one supplement. It's not a nutritional supplement, but it's the one tool that you want to add to your supplement program to protect yourself from radiation poisoning. We will talk about that tomorrow on The Bright Side. You're going to want to tune in. All right, our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Got one line open for you. Let's take our first phone call. Let's see. Anna, Wisconsin. What's up?
Hello?
I'm sorry. Anna, West Virginia. Apologize.
Hi there. That's okay.
What's up, Ann?
My daughter was diagnosed, I guess, about 3 or 4 months ago with a mixed connective tissue disease.
Okay.
In particular, they're saying that it's Ehlers-Danlos.
Okay, well, connective tissue, it doesn't really matter what the name of connective tissue disease. It basically means that the connective tissue has been targeted by the body. Now, you've heard me talking about, I don't know if you've heard me talking about, but for the last maybe couple of weeks, we've been making a distinction between cells and the stuff that cells pump out. Cells and the stuff that the cells extrude. Cells are always pushing out proteins. They're extruding. It's called extrusion. Sort of like when you were a kid and you had a Play-Doh machine. Do you ever have a Play-Doh machine when you were a little kid, Ann? You know, you
I did.
You put the Play-Doh on the top and you push down on the lever and something gets extruded out of the other side. And that's pretty much how a cell works. A cell will extrude proteins and different substances out. Well, one of the things that the cells extrude is connective tissue. So cells will pump out connective tissue, things like collagen and elastin and various different protein molecules, and that connective tissue forms a framework, a matrix is what we call it, for the body. But the problem's not the connective tissue. That's just where you see the problem. The real problem is in a defective cell. The real problem is in a defective cell. The cells are not producing the correct proteins. And what ends up happening is, when the connective tissue or the matrix becomes defective, it feeds back into the cells. The cells communicate with their progeny, with their offspring, if you will. The cells are communicating with the matrix that they're producing. And one of the things that happens when the matrix becomes defective, because the cells are defective, is signals are sent back to the cells that kill the cells. So you end up with dead cells and a broken down connective tissue. But the problem is not in the connective tissue, it's in the cells. And this is such an important point, and I've been going over it a lot for the last couple of weeks, and you know what? I'm going to continue to go over it, because we keep treating the symptom and we don't treat the cause of the problem. The cause of the problem in connective tissue disease is the cells that are making the connective tissue. Okay, so how do we handle this? Well, first and foremost, the biggest problem is going to be an autoimmune issue. Did they say anything about autoimmunity? I mean, they didn't even have to say anything, but more than likely there's an autoimmune component. Did they mention that at all?
Well, they're saying that it's genetic, calling it
Don't. If anybody ever tells you they're genetic, go get a little plastic hammer and hit him on the head with it. Not a real hammer, a plastic hammer, and bang him on the head. Because that's one of the lamest excuses to avoid dealing with a problem. There's no genetic in it. Genetics are, there are a few genetic diseases that people are born with, but when they talk about genetic predispositions, that's just an excuse for not dealing with the problem. Here's what you need to do, ma'am. Number one, first and foremost, we need to address our triangle. That means the digestive system. Now, how old is your daughter? Hello?
Hello? She's 24.
Okay. All right, is she living with you, or do you see her regularly kind of thing?
Maybe a couple times a month. She does not live here.
Okay. Well, you want to ask her, hopefully you have a relationship where she can tell you everything that's going on in her body. You want to ask her about her digestive system. That's the first thing that you want to look at. We want to clear the digestive system as being a suspect here, and more than likely you're going to notice some digestive components. If there's a history of constipation or diarrhea or pain or gas or bloating or cramping after meals, if there's heartburn, if there's anything that's going on in the digestive tract, that needs to be addressed. In fact, what you want to do is you want to use the digestive symptoms as a clue. So every time she has heartburn, or every time she has loose stools, or every time she has constipation, or any time she has any kind of digestive symptomology, you want her to backtrack and say, what did I eat an hour, two, three, 4 hours before? And then she's going to notice over time, and it helps a lot if you write this thing down, if she doesn't try to remember things, if she writes it down, loose stools, and then next to it, bread. 2 hours before, or constipation next to it, peanuts, 2 hours before. And she'll start to notice that there are certain foods that are connected to certain digestive symptoms. Now, those are foods that are going to have to be eliminated. So eliminate those foods. Then secondly, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to take in nutritional supplements that help with the digestive system. And there's many. One of the most important, maybe the most important, is probiotics. Have you heard of that term, ma'am? Probiotics?
Yeah.
Okay. Get her on the best probiotic you can find. And don't skimp. It'll cost you around $40 a month, maybe $50 a month. You want to look for 80 billion units a day, and you want to look for multiple strains of bacteria. After meals, get her on the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. Get her on three or four, and if that doesn't help, or if she doesn't notice as much a big difference, have her up the total. I'll continue this when we come back from our break. Hang tight with us, and I'll finish up with your daughter. We'll take your phone calls if you're on hold, so hang tight. 866-582-9933 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. Somebody will get back to you with information. You can also give the Bright Side Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470. Our number today is 866-582-9933. We're talking to Ann in Wisconsin. Ann, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, so connective tissue comes from cells. When you have connective tissue disease, you have cell disease. The trick is to figure out why cells are not doing what they need to be doing and extruding the proteins the way they need to be extruding those. And it usually has something to do with nutrition or oxygenation or detoxification, because really all a cell needs to be healthy is nutrients and water, oxygen, and detoxification. So the question then becomes, what is keeping cells from getting what they need? Well, first things first, you want to always tackle the problem by addressing the digestive system. Obviously, if the cells are not getting nutriated, chances are you got something in the digestive tract or digestive system that's keeping cells from getting the foods and the nutrients that they need. So work on digestive symptomology. Digestive symptoms are your friend because they will direct you towards foods that need to be avoided. Anytime there's some kind of digestive symptom, write it down in a book, and then what your daughter ate, I should say have your daughter write it in a book, and what she ate, and then that's food. Those are foods that need to be eliminated. Then you want to strengthen the digestive tract. It's in your interest, it's in your daughter's interest to find digestive symptoms, to notice digestive symptoms. Without noticing digestive symptoms, it's a lot harder to treat them if you can't find them. So see if she can eliminate those foods, and then there's nutritional supplements you can take that enhance digestive wellness. Probiotics are probably the number one most important. Digestive enzymes are important. Digestive enzymes have a double function for connective tissue disease because of the inflammation that's involved. There's connective tissue disease involves the immune system and it involves inflammation, and digestive enzymes are wonderfully anti-inflammatory. So have her take maybe 3 or 4 digestive enzymes after meals. If she doesn't notice any improvement, she can go up to 5 or 6 or 7. Sometimes people will notice a difference when they take 6 enzymes after meals, and they won't notice anything with 5. So find that sweet spot. Have your daughter find that sweet spot with the digestive enzymes. Make sure she's getting on glutamine, which has multiple functions. Glutamine, G-L-U-T-A-M-I-N-E. Glutamine is wonderful for the digestive tract. As I was saying yesterday, it's fuel for the digestive system, but it's also very important for the immune system and for helping the body make one of its most important detoxifying substances, and that's something called glutathione. You probably want her on essential fatty acids. I'd be taking essential fatty acids after meals. Chances are she has a problem absorbing fats. Does she have any history of gallbladder, liver problems, anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
Any problems with her periods, menstrual cramps, or any heavy bleeding or anything like that, irregular periods?
I would say some heavy bleeding, lots of headaches.
Okay, so there's very likely some kind of malabsorption of fats component there. So have her take her ultimate EFAs, her essential fatty acids, after meals and with her digestive enzymes. There's a ton more stuff you can do that is by no means comprehensive, but the main point here, Ann, is you want to focus on the connective tissue disease as if it is an immune inflammatory disease that is secondary to cells that are breaking down and not producing proteins and other materials like sugars as they should. That happens when the cells are not getting fed, and that's digestive, or it could be nutritional deficiency if she's not supplementing. That happens when cells are not getting oxygenated. Make sure she's practicing her deep breathing techniques. And that also happens when cells are accumulating toxicity and they're not removing their wastes. And that can happen when the lymphatic system is clogged, if she's not exercising or if she's overweight. So keeping her body moving, practicing deep breathing techniques, focusing on digestive wellness, using all those supplements that we talked about is going to be your main strategies. And you know what? Let me tell you one last thing, Ann. See if she notices that when she eats less food, that she feels better. See if she can connect calorie restriction to improvements in her symptoms, and that will be a big clue for you. And thanks so much for calling, Ann. Appreciate it. Hope we helped you out. Moving on to Texas. Let's see. Maggie, what's going on?
Mr. Fuchs, everybody I know who has tried your products really raves about them, especially the Tangy Tangerine. However, okay, they have to be mixed with water, and it's through tap water that the industrial-grade fluoride is introduced.
Uh-huh. You're right.
Yes, fluorosilicic acid does not grow in the earth.
It does not.
Right, it's pried out of the calcium fluoride that does by a dirty industrial process.
Absolutely, you're 100% correct. So you're right. Now, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine itself does not have to be taken with tap water, though. But when I was talking about the minerals, and I appreciate the points you're raising, and by the way, they're not my products. I didn't formulate them. There's a guy in Washington who has formulated these products, Richard Renton, and he does wonderful, wonderful, wonderful work, and he's done it all with Dr. Wallach. So all I do is I talk about the products because I've seen the results that people have, and I know the results that I get personally from the Beyond Tang Tangerine. So I can't take credit for any of these products, so I just want to make that clear. You don't have to use, and your point is well taken, the tap water is awful. The stuff that they put in tap water is criminal. Nothing short of criminal, the stuff that they put in tap water. And that's a whole other story that we can get into sometime. But you can drink clean water. You can use water, the Berkey water filter. You can use distilled water. There's different ways, reverse osmosis water. There's different ways that you can use clean water. So I appreciate your point. But the point I was making is that it's not in the BTT. The BTT, whenever you see plant-derived minerals, you're getting stuff that's from the crust of the earth, not the industrial pollutant stuff that's in tap water and the oceans and the stuff that they produce industrially. That's a completely different animal. And I appreciate that, pointing that out, Maggie. Thanks so much. Let's go to Frank in Wisconsin. What's up, Cheesehead?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, my man?
Thank you so much, Ben. But
no problem. I like talking to you. What's going on?
Well, my dad, he is starting a program finally with me, and he had a surgery where they put stents in him.
Okay.
And I got him on the basic stuff, you know, all the digestive enzymes, water, and I got him on some arginine.
Okay.
And some zinc picolinate. And,
good deal.
You know, all the stuff that you talk about. But is there anything else that would help blood flow to get to his legs and his feet?
Sure,
you know?
Absolutely. How's he doing, by the way? Are you noticing improvement with the supplements?
He just started for me. I got him on protein and everything. He's deteriorating pretty fast.
But he's listening to you. He's listening to you.
He's starting to listen to me.
Okay, good. The number one most important thing for circulation has nothing to do with nutritional supplementation. It's oxygen. Oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. When the body senses, when the adrenal gland specifically senses low oxygen levels, your body the adrenal glands will clamp down on the circulatory system in an effort to get more perfusion, more blood to tissues. So deep breathing techniques is the fastest, quickest, easiest, healthiest way to lower blood pressure. Anybody out there who's dealing with blood pressure issues, test it out yourself. Practice your deep breathing techniques, belly out,
on the inhale, belly in on the belly out on the inhale, belly out, belly in on the exhale, belly out on the inhale, belly in on the exhale, and always inhale and exhale through your nose. Try to do it as slowly as possible. If you do it one time, take four of those deep breaths per minute. Do it for 60 seconds. Have four deep breaths, belly out on the inhale, belly in on the exhale. You will notice your blood pressure drop right before your eyes. If you have a blood pressure cuff on, it'll happen as you're watching. It's the simplest, easiest way to take care of blood pressure issues. Now, other things that you could do, I didn't hear you mention magnesium. It's unbelievably helpful for dropping blood pressure. Around 1,000 milligrams of magnesium is a good place to be. Keep in mind, if you're one of those folks that's taking calcium, or if your dad's taking calcium, your needs for magnesium increase. If you have any kind of adrenal stress issues, if you're in constant stress for whatever reason, it could be emotional stress or physiologic stress, you will excrete more magnesium and your blood pressure will rise accordingly. So if you feel like you're under adrenal, have adrenal stress issues, if you can't sleep at night, if you go to bed and you're tired but you can't sleep, if you feel dizzy when you stand up quickly, all of those are signs of adrenal issues. Up your magnesium. You can take around 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium. You can take as much magnesium as you need, but if you take too much, you'll go into some diarrhea or loose stools, and you don't want to go that far. So 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium is a good place to be. And then the B vitamin niacin is very, very helpful for blood pressure. It opens up blood vessels quite effectively. In fact, niacin is very important for helping lower cholesterol. It's important for blood fats. And in addition to being very effective for blood pressure, get the time-release niacin, 500 milligrams a day, timed-release niacin, and that can have a really nice effect on lowering blood pressure. Thanks so much for your call, Frank from Wisconsin. Sorry we didn't get to everybody today. Try to get to as many calls as I can. If we missed you, give us a shout tomorrow at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You've been listening to The Bright Side. Check out my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link. Join the team. Click on that Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and we'll get back to you with information how you can help us out, how you can help yourself out, help your friends out, make some money selling Ingevity products. That's all we got time for today. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Only Batteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. Only Batteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.